This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9. It's producer Annie here. I am in the studio right now with two artists, one comedian, in fact. We have Sam Gebrselassie, who is a comedian, and Sammy Obama, artist, and they are teaming together to make Australia's first African-Australian comedy web series.
Jesus, Genie!
Hey, my name is Jevena Genie, not
Jesus Genie.
Please welcome to the studio, Sam and Sammy.
Hey, hello. This
hello.
Is Sam.
Tell me about how you first met and got your artistic collaboration together.
Oh man, I tell that story all the time. You should tell this one.
Yeah. Well, we started like three years ago probably. We met at one of our friend Joe White's show. Comedy show.
Comedian from Melbourne.
Yeah,
as well.
Comedian from Melbourne,
Ethiopian?
Joe White. Yeah, he's
originally
Ethiopian as well.
Yeah.
Originally from Perth.
Yeah, came to Melbourne.
Yeah, so he was doing his show at the comedy festival, and then he let me open for him. And Sammy went to watch that show, and after the show, me and Sammy just started talking, and Sammy's like, hey, I'm an actor, like filmmaker, and I want to make sketches.
When I met him, he basically had like 30 list of sketches like that he had. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
He sent it to me, and he's like, pick one.
Just pick anyone.
Like, just pick. I was
like a list of 30, but like none of them are written down. They're just like ideas
in your head. Yeah.
Well, they're just premises.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, if you choose one, I'll just write it down step by step, the whole sketch. And he chose one. It was like the Bachelor parody.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Yes, yeah. So the Bachelor parody, he chose that one. So I wrote that, and then he just like constantly messaged me like, are you done? So I was like, oh my god, I need to actually focus and work on this.
Welcome back to The Bachelor, the reality show where beautiful women try and win the heart and the D of a man they've just met. Let's meet our bachelor.
My name is Sammy, and I'm on The Bachelor looking for sex. I mean love. I'm in The Bachelor looking for love.
Sammy was like, oh, I've got another sketch idea. It's called Gemini Genie. Like, let's just sit down and, oh, let's just go and record it.
Like, I had this premise in my mind, like, for a while. Like, it came to my mind when I was at work. I had this bottle, and I, like, rubbed the bottle, and I was like, oh, it would be funny if a genie came out of this bottle and just call it Bottle Genie. I was like, oh, that's funny.
Where did you work?
I worked at this science lab where we basically examine and check for swabs of, like, when the food expires and if the food is consumable.
I thought you were going to say we check for traces of genies. I'm like, oh,
yes, traces of genie.
Lab.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a science lab.
Yeah.
So like,
cool.
There was a lot of smokes around as well, a lot of potions around. And that's why I was like, I think that's where the idea would have sparked.
Yeah.
And so I just written it in my like future. Like, I have like list of things that I want to make. So I just popped it in there, and I told Sam about it. And luckily, I think I quickly went to my mom's house and got the Gemini
Genie. Oh, yeah, we probably should explain what a Gemini is.
Yeah.
Reading. So it's a type of coffee.
So, no, a Gemini is like an apparatus that you use to make coffee. So they put the water and the coffee, the ground up coffee inside, and then you put it on a stove and it heats up.
Yeah, there's like a lot of different cultures will make coffee that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in Turkish and Lebanese stores,
exactly.
They do that, and you get that sludge at the end.
Yeah. And they use those little cups as well.
Mm. Were you big fans of Aladdin growing up?
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah. It was,
what was it about it that inspired you?
It was just the magic, the just how crazy it was, and I think Robin Williams playing Genie.
Mm.
That was just a great role for him as well.
Mm.
And in the show, Sammy, you play the Genie.
I'm the Genie.
Sam, you're like the everyday guy.
I'm the everyday guy.
Yeah,
regular Joe Schmo. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Joe Schmo.
Yeah,
I just made up a new thing.
Yeah. So tell me about the storyline. Can you give much away?
So Sam is like He's like a door-to-door insurance salesman who has just broken up with his girlfriend, and he's like just having a bad time, and he wants to get back with his girlfriend, and also trying to do really well at his job that he hates, though, going door-to-door selling insurance.
Life insurance.
Oh, life insurance.
Yeah, like life insurance.
The daytime TV ads.
Yeah, exactly.
That and funeral insurance.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the perfect time to be selling life insurance while people are watching ads for life insurance. You knock on their door and they're like, how did you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And then he goes into a house and obviously finds a genie, and from
obviously,
there.
Yeah.
Find, like, as it goes, you know, we always find genies, but and then it's just how his life unravels after finding the genie, and him realizing that maybe his life would have been better without the genie.
I wish my ex-girlfriend loved me again.
I don't want you to come back here again, okay?
I'm gonna need you to sign this contract.
You look so crazy. Why don't you cut your hair?
Every time you make a wish, the world changes.
You new school rappers are whack.
I work for Real Life Insurance.
I bet he's one of those African thugs.
Your wish is my command.
Being in the acting scene as well is very difficult in Australia to get roles, and when you do get roles, it's usually written by someone who's not a person of color.
Yeah.
And so there's a certain stigma, there's a certain stereotype that they tend to put in there.
Yeah. And doing it on the web is such a great thing to empower yourselves, because exactly. I just went to the premiere of Fee and Me on the weekend, which is
I loved it.
For everyone listening, it's the first Australian Vietnamese web series, and everyone wants it to be on TV for the next season, because the production value is so high. And I watched it in the cinema, and I'm like, I feel like that was natural for it. Like, people should pay money to see this. Do you have similar goals? Like, because you can't get through to the mainstream, this is what you are choosing to do now?
Yeah, because I think Sammy, like, I've seen Sammy act and I've seen him do plays and everything, and every time I watch him, I'm like, how are you not getting a lot of roles? Like, you should be, a lot of people should be seeing you act and perform like this, but he's not getting the roles that he definitely deserves. And so we kind of sat down and spoke about how if we're not going to be given the opportunities, why don't we create them ourselves? And that was a big thing for Sammy and I, and we're so happy we went through it, because once we started, we were like, oh, this is so hard, but after a while we enjoyed it so much. Like, everyone that was involved as well was so helpful. Sammy's very hardworking, like, dedicates so much time to everything he does.
That's so nice of you. I can see there's true love in this friendship. he's actually like stomping on Sam's foot under the table right now.
It's like, hey, stop holding my hand. What are you doing?
So tell me about the post-production and what that involves, and how you're going to be fundraising for it.
We've released our trailer for Gibbonette Genie, so Sammy was able to put together some scenes to create a trailer. So we've released that, and we're hoping that kind of motivates people to donate to see the whole series. And the way we're doing it, so on our website, we've got a link to chuffed.org.au, which is a website for crowdfunding. So anyone that wants to help us in any way they can go to that website and give any amount they can, or they can share the actual trailer on their Facebook page or any social media page with what we want to do is, like, we're hoping that Will Smith will see this. Yeah, this is a big part of it. It's like,
he's an integral part of your marketing.
He just did Aladdin, and this is like somewhat of an adaptation of Aladdin. So
was that meant the timing meant to line up, because it is now?
As a matter of fact, we actually didn't even know they were going to do a live action when we started.
We started this two years ago.
You should think about, like, The Lion King for your next one. When the live action comes, we'll be ready.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for coming and chatting to me as part of Jack and Dean. Let us know as well where we can find out more info.
Yeah, so if you want to find out more info, please go on to our Facebook page. So it's Sam and Sammy Productions. So you'll find the trailer for Gibbonette Genie there, and you'll find a link to the Chuffed website where you can donate any amount you want. And that's Sam and Sammy Productions on Facebook. The and is, I don't know how to, what is it?
You told us. An ampersand?
It's an ampersand. Instead of A-N-D, it's ampersand.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sam, ampersand. There's no space between Sam space and space.
Yeah, for those who don't know what ampersand is,
which
get educated
you.
Like myself. Yeah, Annie will tell you.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Sam and Sammy, for your time today.
No, thank you, Annie.
Thank you for having us.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.